Welcome to this interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today we're joined by Wayne Allen Root. Yes, the Root Master here. I love Wayne Allen Root. He's got great energy. He's a co-author of a new book that you got to know about. We'll ask him about it. Wayne Allen Root has his own show. He's also got a show with us on Brighteon.tv. He's interviewed President Trump multiple times. He is a fighter. He loves America. He loves everything that America is about. Mr. Root, hey, Wayne, it's great to have you on. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike. You called me the Root Master. I'll say the root of all good, as opposed to the root of all evil. I'm fighting the evil out there.
You are.
I'm the good guy. I'm the white hat guy. And boy, do we have a lot to fight about, because as I told you before this interview, Mike, I think it's clearly a communist, Marxist, globalist, authoritarian, tyrannical takeover of the United States that is all around us every second of every day now.
Yeah, it is clearly, and you're fighting that every single day with your show. You have great guests, and you've co-authored this book. You want to let's cover this book first. Actually, I love this book. I actually bought it, the Great Patriot Boycott book, the great conservative companies to buy from and invest, with your co-author Nikki Bellew, who we interviewed, and that guy is amazing. Tell us a little bit about what's behind the book.
Yeah, so Nikki's been my co-author on my last two books. I'm not bragging. It's just the reality of life. I'm getting like Bill O'Reilly. Bill has like 16 bestsellers, but they're all written with another guy who does a lot of the work and takes it off his shoulders. I just don't have time anymore. So Nikki is like this godsend that came along, an Iranian immigrant to Toronto, Canada, who loves America more than any Democrat in America you'll ever meet. He just loves America. He's got to come here one day because he loves it. And he thinks it's the shining beacon on the hill, as Reagan said, and he thinks it's the sign of freedom. And he doesn't understand all of that's going away very quickly, but he's fighting like I am. He wants to save Canada. He wants to save America. And I do too. So we wrote two books together. He came to me 2 years ago and said, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours. You've got to write a book called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And we got to research the worst companies in America that hate conservatives and use our money to destroy our way of life. And I said, great, I have no time to write the book, Nikki. And he said, I'll help you. And that's how he became my co-author. That's literally how we met. So we wrote The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And he did the research. I provided all the chapters, what I think is happening in America. But he did all the research and located and isolated 100 or identified 116 companies that are woke and liberal. And it's like the two of us together, you know, we chose about out of 200, the 116. But he did all that research for me. And I swear to you, Mike, it's like we had a crystal ball. Disney, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Victoria's Secret. The list goes on and on. They're all the worst companies in America. My buddy on Wall Street did an analysis last week for me. The companies that we said to boycott in our book 2 years ago have lost over $1 trillion in market cap since the book came out. So we've had a big effect. I won't say that's all ours.
No, but get woke, go broke. I mean, it's so true.
Yeah, we started the battle. We started it. We certainly aren't the only ones. You were part of it, and there's so many other great ones that were part of it. But The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So now it's part two, The Great Patriot Boycott Book.
Boycott.
And this
right.
one, that one was 100 pages. This is 320 pages. This one is 116 of the best companies in America to buy from, including your organization, Mike Adams, made the list.
That's
Natural
awesome.
Natural News. We said buy from them, support them, love them, spend your money with them. Great companies. And it's 123 great companies. And then about half the book is all my opinions, what's happening in America. Communist takeover, the nightmare of the COVID vaccine, how it's killing and sudden deaths left and right, injuries, disabilities left and right, why, how it happened, the cover-up of it. And then the rigged election of 2020, which has continued into 2022, as I said to a host 1 minute ago, literally. I had an interview right before you, and I said, worst inflation in history, crime rampant, borders open, schools failing, drugs everywhere, homeless everywhere, the economy collapsing. And you're telling me last November, people voted for the best result for a midterm president in the last 100 years. That's what Biden got. He's the first midterm, you know, the first midterm after his first election. Every president loses 30 seats in the House and 4 seats in the Senate minimum. He did far better than any president in our lifetimes, let alone in the last century, in the middle of the worst inflation ever and a crumbling country. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah,
it's another rigged, stolen election.
Yep. 100%. And what I love about your message, Wayne, is that you always have the courage to state what is true, not only about elections, not only about communism, but also even about vaccines. Because I recall now you got married last year, right? And you even did an article about many of the guests at your wedding then suffered vaccine injury. And you had the courage to say that. Can you go back and remind us what that was about?
Yeah, I'm even going to be so honest to tell you I changed the story a little bit. Because my wife got so mad that I was like, she felt like we were saying a bad thing about our wedding. You know, we had the most beautiful wedding you've ever seen. And we had 200 guests from all over the United States and all over the world. People came in from England and Portugal and France to my wedding. And so, you know, it was this beautiful, gorgeous wedding in the middle of Vegas. Might have been the nicest wedding of the year in Las Vegas. And she felt like by saying so many people died and were injured, you're bringing bad things upon the wedding. So I had to change the story a little bit and say, in my Rolodex, since the day I was married in November of 21, we got married on 11/21/21. Since that demarcation line, something like 65 people in my life have either died or gotten very sick, had massive heart attacks, strokes. And out of those 65, 63 of 65 are vaccinated. The other two were older and they had a stroke and a heart attack. It does happen long before the vaccine. People had heart attacks. But 63 out of 65, I think this is the Love Canal story. You know, there's something very wrong. Remember Love Canal?
Yeah, the dioxin fallout.
Right.
Yeah.
If everybody gets sick in one community, you know something's wrong. How could that many people go to one wedding or be in one guy's Rolodex and all of them get sick and they're all vaccinated? Almost to a man and a woman. It's a real Petri dish that proves that the vaccine's killing people. So I love to say on my shows, Mike, there's an easy way to solve this. Every single time anyone dies or gets very sick, has a massive heart attack, massive stroke, blood clot, neurological disease, two of my friends, healthy as a horse, got vaccinated, came down with Parkinson's disease. You think that's normal? 50 years old? I don't think it's normal. So every time someone gets sick or dies, we have a right and an obligation to ask them or their family, if they're dead, obviously, was he or she vaccinated? Yeah. Are you vaccinated? You will find that almost everyone that's sick in the entire America and the entire world is recently boosted. That's what you're going to find. It's a very clear case of massive, I would call it mass murder, a Nuremberg level mass murder. Terrible.
Well, see, you get that, but also you have the courage to talk about it where early on, especially when the first year of the vaccine, there were a lot of mainstream conservatives that were very much pro-vaccine. And you've also, you brought this issue up with President Trump. Yeah. And you did so, I think, in a really balanced way. Tell us about that, because where is Trump on this issue right now in your view?
Well, first of all, I brought it up multiple times. He's been on my show 11 times because we're good friends. My honeymoon after I got married was at Mar-a-Lago as a guest of President Trump. And I opened for him 7 times in speeches while he was running. And then when he became president of the United States, his first trip back to Vegas, he chose me as the opening speaker. I mean, we go back in so many ways. We've been close friends. And he really appreciates what I did for him in 16 to help him get elected. I made over 1,500 appearances on radio and TV for no money, just to fight on behalf of this man and say, this is the end of America. If Hillary's elected, it's over. She'll open the borders and let the whole world in. And look how right I turned out to be. Trump created the best 4 years of my lifetime. And now the next president opened the borders and let the whole world in. And it's about to get much worse. So that's their game plan. Now we know what their game plan is. Let every foreigner in the world in and overwhelm the American population and overwhelm the economy with welfare and food stamps. It's the Cloward Piven plan that I learned in college at Columbia University from two Columbia professors with my classmate, Barack Obama. So look, you asked me about Trump. Every time he's on, I say, look, we agree on everything. You're the best president of my lifetime. I'm a businessman and CEO like you. So I appreciate you're the best economic president maybe ever. You have the best understanding of jobs and the economy. You created the lowest unemployment ever for blacks and Hispanics. What a job. You created the best middle-class income growth in modern history. What a job. You're the best. But we disagree vehemently on one issue in the world, the vaccine. I have the balls to say that to him every time. And I say, but I'm always going to support you because you believe in no mandates. So I don't think we should have the vaccine. I think it should be suspended and investigated and prosecuted, all the people that lied to us and covered up the deaths. But as long as you will never force anyone to get it, you have my support. And every time he says, I will never mandate this vaccine. And I said, and you'll never mandate it for the military. He says, never. And anyone who got fired, I will bring them back and give them back pay. And I say, you'll never mandate it for kids. And he says, no kid should ever get this vaccine. It's terrible that they're giving it to children. So as long as he says that, Mike, even though we disagree, he'll say it was great and I'm glad it happened and we saved lives. And I'll say it's a disaster. It's the worst mistake in the history of medicine and healthcare, and it's mass murder. But as long as no one will force my fans and friends and relatives to get it, that's okay by me. If you want it, good luck. God bless you. You're going to need luck and you're going to need prayers, but I will never take it.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you on that. And right now, I think Trump is positioned the best as he's ever been in his life.
Yes.
To fight the swamp, to really take it to the deep state and the swamp if he were to win a re-election in 2024. And my concern, and you are very much aware of this, you know, I covered this yesterday with Michael Yon. He showed us video of this camp at San Vicente in Panama, the camp where they're gathering illegals from all over the world, and they're putting them on buses and marching them, driving them to the U.S. border and putting them into the United States. Because, Wayne, you know, Biden is on the verge of declaring nationwide amnesty and giving voting rights to all these people that they've kind of bum-rushed the country with. That's their plan to try to defeat Trump in 2024, isn't it?
I talk all the time about the ways elections are rigged and stolen. So let me start with number one. Number one was they used COVID. I believe, and again, this is just my opinion, but I'm a pretty smart guy, and my gut instincts on TV and radio, 7 years now I've been on TV and radio, and I would say I'm batting 999. You get in the Hall of Fame if you're 333. I'm batting 999. I've almost never been wrong about anything. And I'm telling you, 2020 was a completely stolen election.
For
and
sure.
They used COVID to do it. And China didn't send it by mistake. China sent COVID on purpose. Forget about the fact that it wasn't in a you know, a wet market. I knew that from day one. I said from day one, it's a warfare weapon from a biowarfare lab. So I got that right. But part two that no one wants to admit, it was sent here purposefully, intentionally, to destroy our economy, to destroy our jobs, to destroy Trump's reelection at the moment Trump had won the trade war with China.
That's right.
And then the Democrats who were in on it, maybe not from the first minute, or maybe they were, but certainly once they knew what was happening and what was coming, they said, what a perfect way to introduce mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature match. We could steal every state we want to steal that wins the election. So number one, stolen elections are about, you know, COVID and all the issues that were issued in by COVID, such as mail-in ballots, ballot drop boxes, ballot harvesting, no signature match, no voter ID. Number two, because Mike, there's so many ways they steal elections. It's clear now, if you don't believe anything I just said, it's okay, because guess what else is clear? The FBI stole the election. Once we see the tweets released by Elon Musk, it's very clear the FBI paid social media, not Twitter, everyone. I'll bet they played Facebook, they paid Instagram, they paid YouTube to censor what we say, to silence conservatives, and to change the news feed so you never saw anything about Hunter Biden's laptop, you never saw anything bad about Biden's mental condition, and you never saw anything good about Trump. So first you have mail-in ballots and everything around them. Then you have stolen election through the FBI and our federal government and our security agency, because I'm sure the CIA was involved too. Then you've got stolen elections from open borders. Now they're letting everybody in, so they don't even have to steal them in the future, because those voters will all vote Democrat for the rest of all time to keep the welfare payments coming and to stay in the country. And then fourth, the worst example of all, Mike, is if your opponent is going to beat you, have him indicted and arrested. That's election interference. Trump's in the lead. The American public is behind him, and they don't like the deep state, so arrest him and indict him. And I'm worried about what comes next, because the next one is kill him. I'm worried for his life. I think they're going to plan to assassinate him before 2024 if they can't stick him in a prison cell. This is how bad America's become. We are now a banana republic. We're as bad as China. We're as bad as Russia. We're as bad as Cuba. We're as bad as Venezuela. This country is a under communist takeover.
Yeah, and you and I and people like us, we are the voices of the the remnant of real America here. But we're having a lot of success. I mean, people are waking up like never before. And this is why I think Trump's resurgence is actually very popular now, even more so now that he's been indicted. He has the greatest support ever. So the Democrats are still freaking out, and they realize they can't control us, right? They haven't been able to shut you down, Wayne. They haven't shut down Brighttown. They haven't shut my voice down. No, but I mean,
they're going to try.
They're going to try, but they've already blacklisted us from every platform that you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
They've already, I've been banned from PayPal for years. I mean, they've done the same thing to you. But like your book, your book is a huge success. You know, the truth comes out.
But think how much bigger it would be if I was able to get it out on more platforms. As an example,
true.
Back in 2000 and I think 12 or 13, I wrote the number one best-selling hardcover book in the United States of America. Was called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And it came out as number one. Why? I made one appearance on Fox News, and the book went to number one all over bookstores in America, and it went to number 10 at Amazon. And it would have gone to number one in the world at Amazon, except 10 minutes after I walked off the set at Fox News, the Boston terrorists bombed the Boston Marathon. And all my media got canceled for the next week.
Oh, wow.
That event. But the point I'm trying to make is now I did this. My book's number one in so many categories without a Fox appearance. Why? Fox News won't allow me on. They've made it very clear I'm not welcome at Fox News. So if I go on Fox News, my book's number one tomorrow in the whole country. Not number one in certain categories, but number one, period. Number one in the New York Times bestseller list. Number one in bookstores. Fox News won't let me on. Why? Because I'm too conservative. Because I talk about stolen elections. I talk about COVID vaccines killing people. And I talk about a communist takeover of the United States and a deep state takeover with the communists. And who's the deep state? It's Fox News and Rupert Murdoch and Paul Ryan.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I really strongly applaud your courage, because you know, you're standing your ground on all these issues that really matter. You're 100% pro-America. You don't apologize for it. You want to do what Trump actually outlined in the first election. You know, lock her up, drain the swamp, build the wall. That should still be, I think, the top three priorities for America.
Well, let me tell you the number one priority now. Even though I think the open border is the way they plan to ruin the whole United States and make America foreign to Americans, even though I believe that, there's something even worse than the open border right now, and that is central bank digital currency.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to wipe out our lives, Mike. None of us on our side will ever get a mortgage again. We'll get debanked. We'll lose our credit cards. We'll never be able to buy a car. You got to have cash, but there won't be cash because it'll be a cashless society. So they'll shut off our digital currency if they don't like what we say. Boop, disappear. All the money you've got is gone. Once you don't control it and the government controls it digitally, your money will be shut off. You will be broke and penniless. You, me, and everybody listening and watching, this is the biggest threat in the history of the United States of America. Digital currency, central bank, CBDC.
But Wayne, I agree with you. But along with that, we also have this global de-dollarization. I know you've talked about it
too. Another horrible thing.
Because Joe Biden has angered the Saudis, and they're now rejecting America. They're doing deals with China.
Right.
You've got India,
Brazil,
Turkey. Yeah, exactly. This ever-expanding list of countries that are dropping transactions in the dollar, which will reduce global demand for the dollar. It means that all the money printing domestically is going to make the dollar worth less and less, which means inflation. It will be the experience, obviously, price increases in grocery stores and so on.
You know why they're doing it? I've got a take that nobody else has. I haven't heard.
Go for it. Yeah.
Well, obviously, number one, they're betting that the United States is just a paper tiger. Biden's in charge and we're a weakling like Jimmy Carter. It's a joke. They're laughing at us. He's a brain dead zombie puppet in the presidency. Obama is the real president, and they're laughing at what a joke our country's become, and they know that China owns the White House. They own the Biden crime family and the Obama crime family. So it's not a bad bet or a risky bet to take China's side over ours when China controls the White House and Biden's decisions, number one. And number two, in the rest of the world, there are real men like you and me. I get sick to my stomach when I look at a transgender. And that's how the rest of the world is reacting to the United States now making transgenders the heart and soul of America. Every TV ad, every show, every school, every college, every bit of brainwashing. All you can't get away from transgenders. And I believe macho men in Russia and China are looking at us going, what a weak group of people. We're going to come over there and slash all their throats and rape all their wives and kill them all. I'm telling you,
oh my gosh,
is laughing at us over this transgender issue and how sick we become asking troops to accept transgenders, asking troops to go on hikes with rainbow flags, putting up rainbow flags in embassies. The world is laughing at us because most men around the world are macho and they think this is a joke and we become weak. We're a nation of pink purses. That's how they see us.
That is.
They're all moving against us very quickly. And I predict a sneak attack like Pearl Harbor soon.
Really?
Tomorrow or a year from now, soon there's going to be a sneak attack with missiles that hit, 26 military bases at the same time, ballistic missiles.
Now, are you talking about from Russia or China or both?
Or both. But I think probably China more than anybody else.
I see.
China is looking to move on Taiwan, and they need us out of the way. And Europe just abandoned us. You heard Macron said, I'm not going to jump in if the United States fights China against Taiwan. We're not going in, and I don't believe the rest of the EU will go in either. So I think we're going it alone. The whole world has abandoned America and is laughing at America.
Yeah, and it would have been completely completely avoidable if Trump were still in the Oval Office because he right. won in 2020. He's right. still, frankly, the legal president, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be in these wars because Trump, not only was Trump great on domestic economic policies, we all agree on that, he was also great on energy. We were energy independent under right. Trump. And of course, Biden reversed that immediately, stopped all the energy. But
we had peace all over the world. Nobody wanted to move on Trump because they were scared of Trump. No one's scared
yes.
of Biden because Biden's goals, Biden's a brain dead puppet, as I said. The people behind Biden, and I believe it's Obama and George Soros and Klaus Schwab and the Chinese Communist Party pulling the strings of the puppet.
Yes.
But all of them hate America and their goal is to take America down. So the rest of the world knows we're just fated to be destroyed. They're killing us every day. You didn't even mention AI. There's another big threat, artificial intelligence. There's going to be no jobs left. AI is going to replace all of our jobs. The whole world's going to be robots. Who's going to work for a living? No one's going to have a job.
Well, and I've even seen arguments on the left that AI systems should be given human rights, which means, of course, voting rights. So you know where the Democrats want to take this. They want to have 10 million AI bots, give them right. names and say they self-identify as human because, it's transgenderism/transhumanism. And then they're going to say, well, they should have the right to vote. And then, boom, the Democrats don't even need the illegals at that point.
And I've seen the AI speaking and everything they say sounds like some woke kid at Stanford or Harvard yeah. programmed them to say the most absurd garbage about climate change, transgenders, gay rights, and every other liberal issue you could think of, equity, diversity, social justice. They've brainwashed every bot to be a commie. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I call them the woke AI overlords. That's that's the term I use. But do you think, the whole woke thing, do you think it collapses just based on the fact that it's completely insane and without censorship, it's not sustainable? People just have imaginary physiology. It's not real.
Here's what I think. I've come up with this term for 2 years now, long before anybody started talking about it in the media. Now everyone's kind of stolen my line, but they say that the greatest form of flattery is theft. So everyone's talking about a national divorce. We need a national divorce. And I think the way to do it is with my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. You ask, can woke last? Yes, but only on the left. If we stop spending our money with leftist companies and only spend our money with the good guys, 123 of them listed in my book, and we'll come out with another edition soon. I'll bet you we'll be contacted by hundreds of good firms that are conservative, patriotic, or most importantly, faith in God.
Yes.
And if we could find hundreds more and show you the right companies to spend your money with, we can build what I call a conservative parallel economy. You know who's done this once before? Poland. When they wanted to leave the Soviet Union, they knew they couldn't do it overnight or they'd destroy their economy. So they built a parallel economy in Poland that didn't require Soviets. And then they left and it was okay. We need to build a red Republican, conservative, libertarian freedom economy and then eventually separate. We got to get away from these people, Mike, because they're suicide bombers and they're going to take us down.
They are. They're cultural suicide bombers. Exactly. And economic as well. They don't look. The left doesn't understand energy. They don't understand cause and effect. They literally destroy everything that they control, including Correct. Their own cities.
Correct. And I saw today, interesting, Biden came out today with some new mandate, emissions requirements. I think it's by 2030, 2/3 of every car and truck in America is going to have to be electric because no one can make the emissions requirements, the strict requirements that right. he's created. He knows they fail. On the very day he came out with them today, on this day, there was an article at Zero Hedge, another one of my favorite websites, along with Natural News and Gateway Pundit. Those are kind of my go-to sites. And on Zero Hedge, there was an article that the Europeans have had it with green energy and electric cars,
yep.
and they don't want them anymore. At the moment, they don't want them. Biden's betting our whole economy on them because this idiot, this brain-dead zombie puppet, wants to destroy America.
Oh, he absolutely does. And Wayne, I just want to thank you and say God bless you for your efforts to help restore America, to defend America, and really to take back America. You're not just standing still. You're fighting to take this country back peacefully and lawfully by choice, like economically with your book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Wayne, in just wrapping this up, what's the best way that people can find you and follow you, you know, channels and websites and so on?
So I've got two TV shows. One is on Brighteon and Lindell TV. Another one is on Real America's Voice TV on weekends, America's Top 10 Countdown, where I pick the top 10 stories that every Trump, MAGA, America First, you know, patriot should want to watch that you'll never see in the mainstream media. Then I've got my national radio show. I got my podcast. I got my syndicated newspaper columns and I've got my books. This is my 16th book. You can find out about all of it at rootforamerica.com. And you link to my TV show, my radio show, and you just start listening. And you have old libraries of every show from yesterday and last week. It's all at rootforamerica.com. And the book is The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And I hate to say this, but the best place to buy it is amazon.com. And I know they're woke and I hate them, but here's my advice to everybody. They sell 90% of all books. They sell every conservative book in America. There's no hero of yours that doesn't sell his books at Amazon, whether it's Wayne Root or whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Mark Levin, I don't care, Tucker Carlson, no matter who it is, we all sell at Amazon. They deliver it in a day. So here's what I'd say. If you hate Amazon and Jeff Bezos, stop buying anything from him. Go cold turkey, accept conservative books, and they'll get the message when sales are down 1,000%,
yeah.
the books are up 1,000 for conservatives. And so in this book, I have an alternative to Amazon. It's called GreatPatriotStore.com. Just one of 123 companies. You can buy virtually everything you've ever bought for your household at Amazon. You can buy it at GreatPatriotStore.com. And it's fantastic. I've got 123 companies like that, including yours at Natural News. Support great conservative libertarian patriots like Mike Adams and Wayne Root and GreatPatriotStore.com and Donald Trump and Mike Lindell, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Wayne. We are right there on board with you. Thank you for your book. And I didn't even know we were going to be included. So I really appreciate that. And thank you for contributing here to Brighteon.tv. And we want to wish you the best with your show and on Lindell's network and all the other partners that you have. You're doing amazing work. Please keep it up and reach out anytime I can do anything for you here at Brighteon. Okay.
Thank you for Brighteon TV. I appreciate my show being on there every day. And I appreciate everything you do. I always go to you first. If there's an issue about health or medicine or pandemics, I'm at Natural News. My first stop every time because I trust Mike Adams. Thank you, Mike.
Well, we're working hard, and we are 100% pro-America, and I'm also a Texan as well. So if you ever get out of Vegas, Wayne, when you ever come to Texas, we got to get you in studio right here. We'll do this face-to-face.
Dallas, Fort Worth. She's dying for me to move back there, but I love Vegas. So we'll see. Vegas just elected a Republican governor, so I'm probably good for another 4 years here.
Okay.
After that, maybe Dallas, Texas. We'll see.
All right. All right. Well, you're welcome to visit anytime. Thank you so much, Wayne, for all that you do. God bless you.
RootForAmerica.com. That's what I do. I root for America. Thanks, Mike.
There we go. Absolutely. RootForAmerica.com. That's a website. We'll put it on screen for you folks. And as always, you can repost this interview on your own channels and other platforms as well. You have our permission to do so. Just link to RootForAmerica.com. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all, and God bless America. I'm Mike Adams for Brighteon.com. Take care.